ओम शांति, ओम शांति एवरीबॉडी, गुड मॉर्निंग. एंड टुडे वी आर रियली वेरी मच फॉर्चुनेट दैट वी हैव विद अस वन ऑफ आवर मोस्ट सीनियर ब्रदर ऑफ ब्रह्मा कुमारीज, दैट इज आवर रिस्पेक्टेड ब्रदर मोहन सिंगल भाई. We all welcome him with a one hand clap. Welcome him. Respected brother Mohan Singhal Bhai Sahab, he is in Baba's knowledge since the time of Mama and Baba, that is from 1961. And in many murlis, Baba used to remember him by his name, that is Bachcha Mohan. And he has been an instrument in opening various branches of Brahma Kumaris in various parts of India. And he is a main coordinator of Brahma Kumaris Academy for a Better World, that is Gyan Sarovar. He is also a member of governing body of Rajyoga Education and Research Foundation. He is also a member of Headquarter Management Committee. He is a national coordinator of Scientist and Engineer Wing of Brahma Kumaris. And he has got various awards and honors from various organizations. And he has visited various places throughout the world for delivering various lectures on different topics. And he is a very experienced senior brother of Brahma Kumaris. And today, on a very deep topic, a very empowering topic, that is victory over nature, we are going to listen him very carefully on such an empowering topic. Now, I request our senior brother Mohan Singhal Bhai Sahab to go on with the speech. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Once again, we will all speak together in the way in which what we all have heard, that this Om or Om Shanti used to be spoken in earlier days. So we all combined, taking deep breath inside. Om Shanti. When we speak Om Shanti, it reflects our nature. The topic on which we are going to discuss today. Actually, the word nature is having two meanings. We all know. One is about our internal nature, the human nature, which usually we say that this is my sanskar, this is my habit, and usually under the influence of which we perform our most of activities. That is our internal nature, the human nature. The second meaning of nature is little widespread. And that nature means the five elements of nature, the earth, water, air, the ether, and the sun. And these five elements of nature, which are also responsible for our this body. Usually we say that our body is made up of these five elements. So that is another meaning of nature. And in further widespread sense, when we talk about nature, the external, these five elements which are widespread in whole of our this universe, which are manifested by various forms, the sky, the earth, the water, that is sea, the light manifested by sun, that is fire, and air. So today, in this limited time, we will discuss mostly about the five elements of nature, external. Because usually what we speak or what we hear in our day-to-day murli, our regular classes, we mostly mean by our internal nature, how to conquer our old sanskar, old habits, our old nature, which has usually become the vicious nature under the influence of five vices. Our internal nature, we usually are having sufficient material over that how to conquer our old sanskars, old habits, so that we inculcate new habits and new sanskars and new thinking, which will elevate us, which will elevate our soul to the desired level of golden age and silver age. Both these natures are having close interrelationship, our human nature and the external five elements of nature. We all know that in golden age, since our human nature is viceless, the perfect nature, so the external elements of nature, they are also in our control, well controlled. There is no earthquake, no floods, no tsunamis, no too much heat, etc., no droughts. And likewise, the external elements, they are also in our control in golden and silver age. First 2500 years of this kalpa, of this world cycle, in golden and silver age, they are well in our control. But after this copper age starts, then these elements also start playing havoc, and time to time they show their violent natures. And nowadays we know that quite often sometimes earthquakes are there, sometimes floods, this water plays its violent nature. Sometimes too much heat is there, sun plays. Sometimes cyclone and tornadoes, all these are also there. So these five external elements of nature, they play their role quite violently and quite often become a source of sorrow, unhappiness, and human and animal death also. So there is unhappiness and sorrow due to these five external elements of nature. And since both are interconnected, the external nature and the internal nature, and this is being proved by number of scientific experiments also, that how if we are having quite good control over our internal nature, our thoughts, our emotions, our feelings, then definitely we can have good control over these five elements of nature. You might have heard about Professor Emoto's experiments on water, how our thoughts, they affect these elements of nature, water. And if our thoughts are quite positive, loving nature, and these thoughts are in our good control, then the formation of the crystal is of one shape, that is very good shape, positive and pleasant shapes. And if our thoughts are negative, all these water crystals, they shape themselves. So on our thoughts, this is only one of the number of experiments which have been performed. In India also there are number of examples about some of the musicians, Tansen, etc., those who were having very good control over these elements of nature, and whenever they used to play their musical instruments, it used to generate such frequency which was matching the frequency of the sun, fire, or the water as desired by them, and accordingly either the rainfall or these lamps used to get light up. What I mean, that what Baba says, that our nature is very powerful, and our this internal nature should be so much powerful that it controls the external nature. That is what is required, and that what Baba expects from us. Usually the external environment and external nature influences our internal nature. Usually it happens. Suppose if we go to some death has occurred and we go to some cremation place, then we usually see, since the atmosphere is full of sorrow, then accordingly our thinking, our feelings also become like that. And we also feel that vibrations. And also vice versa, if we go to some parties or some marriage or some other entertainments, accordingly our internal nature also behaves in that fashion. This shows that external nature is more powerful than our internal nature. That affects us. Whereas Baba wants that we should be so much powerful that our nature affects the external environment. I had the good fortune to be with Brahma Baba number of times, in last 7-8 years, 61 to 69. And the most fortunate part was that I was here in Madhuban on 17th and 18th January 1969, when Baba has attained his Karmatit stage, the angelic stage, the final stage. And when Baba left his body on 18th January, I was here in Madhuban and had the good fortune to see his final stage. So I have seen that how Baba's internal stage was so much powerful that it used to affect the external nature. You all might have heard that Baba, since his age was some 93 plus, and sometimes he was having the sore throat, and due to this sore throat he had to clean his throat number of times. But simultaneously I have seen that if sometimes giving murli, Baba used to have this khansi or this sore throat, then for some moment, few seconds, few minutes, it will be like that, that the external, this sore throat or this problem used to affect him. But within seconds, within minutes, Baba used to get it changed with his thinking that in Baba's history hall, Pandav Bhavan, you must have seen there are three sandalis, three sitting chairs, and Baba used to sit on one, Mama used to sit on another, left extreme, and the middle one used to remain empty. And whenever the parties were there, they used to come. So one by one, students, BKs used to come, narrate their experiences, and used to feel that they are in the lap of Baba and Mama, mother and father. So on the left side, that there were pictures of Shri Krishna and Lakshmi Narayan translate. And whenever this problem of sore throat used to be there, Baba used to say, oh, you see, this is an old body, aged body, so many karmic accounts are there. They give problem, but tomorrow Baba will become like this. And Krishna and new body, new world, new everything, there won't be any problem. And this sort of little thinking and spreading of vibration used to change the environment, external situation completely. And within seconds, within minute, Baba used to have full control over this external problem. And again, Baba used to give murli. So that what is required, that our internal nature should be so much powerful, or we must know the methodology, how to change this adverse situation in our favor so that we can have control over these five elements of nature, external nature. So for this one, today we will discuss little more about these five elements, because whatever the problem is there, most of our karmic accounts, whether it is with some human being or with connected with some problems external, they will be there, but our biggest karmic account will be settled through this body. because this is our the nearest one with the soul, and we have to settle most of our account through this body. So how to get it settled? So these, and Baba has said that, in Hindi it is said, antmate so gate, means whatever the thoughts are there in the end, at the time when the soul is leaving the body, that will decide our future births. If at the time of soul leaving the body is quite peaceful, that is within our control, we are feeling happy, and the thoughts of only Baba and myself that I am leaving the body just like changing the cloth, and no unhappiness, no remembrance of any body relation or body materials, money or anything, then it is assured that my next all births, right from golden age to the end, they are all going to be very fine and everything will be nice. So lot of things depend on our that last thoughts. And simultaneously Baba has said that in the end, when this problem, because these natural calamities, the violent nature of earth or water or air, all these things, they will be playing havoc and they will be responsible for so much upheaval. And due to that one, number of deaths are likely to occur. So we must assure that in the end, I should not leave the body due to the effect, under the effect of these elements of nature. I should leave the body as per my own planning, my own desires. Okay, Baba, now all my karmic accounts have been settled and I am coming to you. The thoughts should be so much powerful, and I leave the body as per my desire. That is the end. That what I saw, Brahma Baba, because I was here on 18th January, I saw that day Baba, in the end, 18th January morning, Baba did not give his class. That day Baba came to the class, remained there for about 1 hour as usual, but most of the time, most means almost full time, Baba conducted meditation, filled the students with all the spiritual power through his vibrations, through his aura, through his, you see, meditation, the power coming from the eyes, and almost total some 1 hour or so, 45 minutes to 1 hour, Baba conducted the meditation. And it looked like, because usually whenever Baba used to come, Baba will be conducting the meditation for maybe for 5 minutes, and then after that Baba will give some indication, see, towards the brother who will be playing the records. At that time, the gramophone record used to be there, old times, Baba's time, and that brother, he will stop playing the record, and then lights will be changed from red to white, and Baba used to start giving Murli as usual nowadays. But that day, Baba was giving this one, conducting meditation. Then after some 10 minutes or so, Baba used to clean his throat, and it looked like that as Baba will give the Murli now, he will speak. But again, Baba used to sit in meditation. Again, Baba started giving drishti, Murli, no Murli, only drishti. again after maybe some 10 minutes or so, that it looked like, and we used to get prepared with our diary and pen for noting down in the expectation and hope that now Baba will speak as usual. But Baba again started giving Murli. So it was just as Brahma Baba was getting ready for giving class, but Shiv Baba wanted to give power, energy, spiritual energy to all the class fellows that morning. And after that Baba went out of class telling that, okay, Baba, as usual, good morning. Baba is going, and Baba went. So that day not a single word was uttered as Murli. And you know, everybody thought ki, no, today Baba conducted meditation, gave so much power. And throughout the day, Baba said, okay, Ishudadi, who is there, she used to be Baba's personal assistant, and whatever pending works are there, whatever the, you see, letters, they are pending, get the answer of all these things. And throughout the day, Baba remained very busy, and in the evening, usually the class used to be there, evening around 8:45 or 9 o'clock, but that day around 6:30 or 7, Baba said, 6:30, ki today Baba will take the class early and inform everybody, all those who were there, we all were informed, and we all took the evening meals, dinner, and came to the class by some 7:30 or so, and Baba came that day. And that evening, Baba gave the Murli, you see. So much powerful the Murli was there. So that day I saw, during those 2 days, 17th and 18th January, whenever we used to meet Baba, we used to go to Baba thinking that I will ask this question, Baba will reply, give me answer. Earlier, right from 61, when we came in the knowledge, we used to be very frank with Brahma Babaji, and we used to go to Baba that, oh, these questions pertaining to service or pertaining to yoga, meditation, or pertaining to our sanskar, our any, whatever question Baba used to give reply, and we used to listen it and practice it in our life. But during those 2 days, 17th and 18th January, I must have met Baba some 6 to 7 times, 2 days. But every time whenever I used to go to Baba, Baba will give drishti, and then Baba will say, oh, you have come for this question. You see, you do like this, it will happen like this. Means, whatever I was having in my mind, that I must ask this question, every time Baba read whatever the thought is there in my mind, and accordingly, Baba gave the answer, and I was not required to speak even a single word. So this is the stage, what we say that in Karmatita stage, man jite jagat jeet. Means, if we are able to conquer our mind, our thoughts, it means we have conquered the whole world. That stage was quite visible, not one time, but some 6 to 7 times. Every time, sometime I went with this thought, oh, this is pertaining to service, this is next time, this is pertaining to my Pursharath, whatever. But every time Baba gave that reply, without uttering a single word, myself. So that is the stage, internal stage, so powerful that we can read others' mind, others' external environment. And not only this, during those 2 days, on 18th January when Baba was giving the Murli, I was sitting. There were maybe 30, 40 fellows, that's all. Madhuban was very small. Not many outsiders, 2-3 people were there only. And suddenly one thought came to my mind that how nice it will be if Baba speaks something about me. And so that my Pursharath also gets elevated. So the thought came to my mind, and within seconds, thought must have reached to Baba, because Baba has attained Karmatit stage, Farishta stage, angelic. And angels, they don't have any bondage of any body or anything. So immediately Baba read, and taking my name in the Murli, also, oh, this child Mohan is like this, very sweet, he'll never criticize anybody. Like that, Baba uttered some 4-5 lines and just elevated me, my Pursharath and other things. So this is the final stage, that our internal stage, internal nature becomes so powerful that whomsoever comes with any thought before us, we must be able to change his thoughts as per his expectations. Because Baba has said, and this will be possible when our internal nature is so powerful, which controls the external nature. Now we come towards the methodology, how to do like this. That we must make friendship with these 5 elements of nature. Friendship with water, friendship with other earth, friendship with air. How to make friendship? So usually the friendship is between those who are having a similar nature, whose sanskars, they are similar, they match each other. If suppose somebody is very talkative, his friends will be mostly those who are talkative. If somebody in world also, Laukik Dunya and Laukik world, if somebody drunkard is there, drinks, his friends will also be those who are drunkard. Some spiritual fellow is there, his friendship will be, friend circle will be the people having the same sanskars. Usually, this is the mode of friendship, method of friendship, making friendship, that we must try to match our sanskar with these 5 elements of nature. How to match our sanskar? And when our friendship is there with these elements of nature, they will always help us in the hour of crisis. They will never be responsible for taking our life, for making us unhappy, for giving us sorrow. No. Because it is said that a friend in need is friend indeed. So when we are in friendship with these elements of nature, they will always help us. How? Baba has said that when you become voiceless, presently we all know with this wireless communication, mobile, TV, telephone, radio, transistor, anything with these, where it is a wireless communication, we can communicate with the people anywhere in the world, in any corner of the world. But in the end, you see, at the hour of crisis, what is required is not this wireless, but the voiceless communication with the Supreme. How much voiceless we have become. How much power we have attained to conquer over our internal vices, that is, lust, anger, greed, ego, attachment, jealousy, hatred, etc. These negativities, how much we have conquered so that this viceless communication with the Supreme is there. So this receiver set, soul is also a transmitter as well as a receiver. And what Baba wants to give at that time, Baba is a big transmitter. So whatever Baba wants to get us touch, we will be able to receive Baba's all vibration, all thoughts, all what action we should perform if we are in the same frequency which Baba transmits. And that will be only when we become little more voiceless, and in the end when these, say, earthquake will be there, water problem, lot of tsunamis, or lot of flood and rains, these are there. Say for example, we take one by one these five elements. For example, water. One of the biggest source which may be responsible for spreading so much, you see, unhappiness. This water also converts in the form of snow. And snowfall is there, and especially in the Western countries and some European countries, and this snowfall, it becomes, you see, source of problem. So this water, what is the biggest nature of water, biggest quality of water? Yes, we all know, we daily use water. Water is very flexible, adjustable in nature, you see. If we take the water in glass, it will adjust in glass. We take in a spoon, it will adjust. We take in big utensil, it will adjust there. Whatever the shape of the utensil is there, it will adjust because it is flexible, it is liquid. It can adjust itself in any situation. Similarly, I have to see whether my nature, that is the nature of water. So whether my nature is also there to get my nature adjusted in the company of the people whom I like or dislike, I may not like, who are not in tune with my nature. But my nature, own nature, should be so much flexible so that I get adjusted with them. There should not be anybody with whom I feel, no, it is very difficult to get adjusted with such and such person. With such person I can adjust, but with that person and that I don't find it easy to get adjusted because our nature don't match. But water can adjust anywhere in any type of, so I must have that much of power, that much of, you see, adjustable nature, so that with anybody on this earth, any human being, I don't find it difficult to get adjusted. Flexibility and adjustable in nature. So if I become like that, I have seen Brahma Baba also. I have been in the company of Dadis. So Brahma Baba was used to get himself adjusted with everybody. If a child used to come, with the child Baba used to have that nature, oh, playing nature. When I came in, I was youth, some 17 years old. So in that my youthful age, quite, Baba, I used to feel that Baba is very much close to me. Everybody used to feel that Baba is mine. Baba loves me maximum. That should be our nature, and that is possible only when our nature is adjusted with the person, any person on this earth, and everybody feels that, yes, this BK, this such and such brother or sister, He is very close to my heart. And that is adjustable nature. Very old people used to come, young people, anybody used to come. Bas Baba used to say, oh dear children, come, come lovingly with great love. Baba used to spread his hand and we used to be pulled in his arm. A sort of magnetic pull was there. So much love used to get reflected from his eyes, from his vibrations, from his aura, you see. So that much was Baba's powerful internal nature, the nature of the soul. This is about water. What is the other nature of water? One is this flexibility. Other quality of water is cool. Yes. So coolness is also, and water's nature is, you see, usually cool, but when it is put on heat or on fire, so it gets boiled and it gets heated. And its nature changes. Coolness in the cool water, it will not hurt us. But in the boiling water, it will hurt. But as soon as the water is put away from the fire, again it regains its original nature. That is coolness. So if suppose we also are affected sometimes by the fire of vices, the lust or anger, suppose anger comes. So we lose our nature. Our nature is peaceful. Soul's nature is calm, quiet, peaceful, loving. But when we are under the influence of anger, this all nature goes away and other. Huh? We become angry and our nature completely changes. But once, earliest possible, it is best that when we realize, oh, this is not my nature, I am going away from it, I am under the influence of vices, once we realize, immediately we get ourselves away from the vices, away from the fire of these vices, anger, we again regain our original nature, peaceful and loveful. And again, we attain that original nature. So that is the nature. Whenever we are under the influence of some negativity, we must realize in the shortest possible time, and again within shortest time, we must try to come to our original nature as the water does. So then it means we are matching our nature with water. Similarly, the nature of water is, water always moves ahead. If water is there, if suppose big rock or some obstacle comes in the path of water, it will make its own way. It will not stop there. It will make its own way. It will not wait that this obstacle should be dissolved or removed, then I go forward. No. It will try to find its own way. Obstacle may be there, but water will also make its own way. Similarly, if in my Purusharth and all these things, if some problems come, obstacles come, then my progress should not be affected. I must move ahead and ahead, because the problem, if I seek that the problem should go away and problem should be that one. No, we must try that one also, but I must make my way to go ahead so that I match my nature with water. Because once the water is stagnated, is stopped, then the dirty smell will come, it will, mosquitoes and flies and other things will come in the stagnated water. So if suppose negativity is coming in me in the form of some jealousy or hatred or ego, or in these type of negative, I must understand that I am somewhere stagnated in my efforts. And that is why these negativities, they are affecting me, and I must try to come out of it. So that is, likewise, we can try to find out, you see, at least 8 to 10 qualities of water that I should try to match. Water is cool, you see, refreshes. Early morning when we get up, you see, and come to Amrit Vela Yoga, about 4 o'clock or 3:15 to 4. So we try to wash our face, our eyes. It makes us refresh. Our sleep goes away. So likewise, also our nature should be like that. This nature of water we makes not only ourselves but others also refresh. Homes who come in our contact, they become refreshed, you see. So there are so many qualities, but we have to move further for other 5. Similarly, so if we make our nature match with that of water, so whatever the tsunami is there, floods are there, big snowfall is there, but nothing will, you see, obstruct my way. None will be responsible for taking my life, because I have made my nature as that of water, and water, that nature, water's nature, matching my nature with that one, it is going to help me in the hour of crisis. It will make me going ahead and ahead. You must assure. Automatically, my feet will move in the direction. If suppose flood has come, and automatically my feet will be moving in the direction where there is safety. Perfect safety. Because this water will, as we have made friendship, and water will help me in that. Similarly, next is earth, say. What is the biggest quality of earth? Because earthquakes also come, and earthquakes become source of, you see, unhappiness and death in number of cases. It is the intensity of earthquake. We all know how the thousands and tens of thousands of people perish in earthquake. So, what is the biggest quality of earth? Water tolerance is one of the quality. Earth tolerates. We dig in the earth and earth tolerates. But earth always gives. Earth is a big giver, you see. You see. In earth, you put a single seed, the plant will come, it will become tree, and hundreds and thousands of seeds will be generated. So if my nature is also becomes the nature of giver, whomsoever comes before me, I need not give any material thing. There is limitation in any material thing, the money or cloth or anything. But I must spread good feeling, good vibrations, love, vibration of peace and good feeling, happiness, the cooperation. All these positivity, I must always cooperate the others. With this my positive thinking, then I become a giver like the earth. And making my nature as the same that of the earth, thus I have come closer to the qualities of the earth, and earth will not be responsible for taking my life. Whatever the earthquake comes, but automatically my touching will be where my feet will be going. It will be the direction of safety. You see. What is the other quality of the earth? As I said, Yes? Accommodate. Yes, that is. When earth is giver, you see, we all, every human being, is earth is stable mass. Most of the time it is stable. It remains at the same place. Though it may be moving, earth revolves, but we all are there, so we don't feel, but it is one of the most stable mass in the world. So this stability is reflected, Earth's stability. I should also be stable, whatever the problems, whatever the papers comes in my life, my feelings. I should not, you see, be shattered by the papers. And this stability, like the earth, if it is there, it is, you see. Because when you put a seed, seed develops only when it is inside the earth. Darkness is there. If seed simply you throw over this one, it may not, you see, develop in the plant or tree. But the earth must be there, the hole, and then put the seed and again cover it with the earth mass. And then only if the darkness is there, then it comes to the light. Buildings also, whenever if any building is made, first for the foundation, you see, more the foundation, more the building, you see, the height of the building can be there, you see. So for that one, what is required is the more go in depth of knowledge, you see. We must first go inside ourselves. If any problem, anything is there, we first try to go inside me, try to find out what is, you see, inside. Because when we try to search the help externally, but if we go deep inside, Baba has also said, whenever there is problem, go inside, Baba, Baba, Mera Sathi, Mere Baba, Aao, help karo, Baba. So when we go more deep inside, deep in ourself, we can communicate more lovingly with Shiv Baba and invoke His help. We will immediately feel help. It is not, it is my experience of more than 50 years. Not only my, but experience of our hundreds of brothers and sisters. But we must invoke Baba, we must go deep inside our, and then communicate with Baba. You see. Immediately, and Baba's means of providing help is very typical, you know, something. There are typical ways of Baba, in the form of some human being, some other change in the situation. Likewise, the Baba's help will definitely come, but in what form, sometimes we don't know. But the situation changes as per our requirement. And we feel we have come out victorious from this problem. Always we feel. So what is required is inside the stability. Whatever the paper comes, go first deep inside and then invoke Baba's help. So many, you see, the qualities of the earth is there. But mainly this tolerant, this giver quality and this stability, all these. If we practice this one, then whatever the earthquake comes, the earth moves, number of buildings will fall, but in one or other way, we will be saved and our foots will be moving, legs will be moving in the direction where only the safety and safety is there. And we will move. There are hundreds of cases. We know whether it is earthquake in any other part of India or outside, our BKs letter, their communication comes, ki how Baba has saved us, and whether it is a, you see, earthquake or tsunami or water or problem is there. Similarly, you see because number of problems may come in the form of bombs, etc., from the sky, from the, you see, you see, from the sun, you see, because the sun is a source of light and heat, etc. And if our face is there towards the sun, our shadow is at the back. But if we move our face away from the sun, then what happens? Then shadow moves ahead and we move just back of the shadow. So this shadow is nothing but, this is chaya, that is maya, that is our internal weaknesses. So if my face is towards Baba, always our weakness will be on the back. They will not be guiding us, but we will be guiding our days. Weaknesses will be backside. And that is very much required, because that is the quality of the fire. Because the element fire is one of the most important element, and that is manifested in the form of the sun, in the nature. And the quality, biggest quality of the fire is that whatever you put in the fire, its form and its shape changes. The fire changes the shape and form of the whatever the material, whatever you put inside. So Baba also says always that you should have that volcanic fire, volcanic yoga. The stage of the yoga will be of such high quality, intense quality, that whomsoever the people will be coming weeping, you see. Situation will be like that, but they will be coming weeping, but once they come before you, bas, their source of unhappiness will vanish and they will be moving, laughing, smiling, victorious. This third element, the fire, which is manifested in the form of sun, in the nature. So this quality of fire is that it changes the form and shape of the thing which is put inside. So if we are also in that form, our meditation, our yoga is of that high quality, that in the end number of people will be coming before us, and they will be affected by various situations which may create unhappiness, sorrow, and they will be peaceless, and even some of the people may come with the desire of having some vision of their deities, sakshatkar, like that. But we are one, and if suppose 10 people come before us with their various desires, how one people will, you see, fulfill their all people's desire? And that what Baba does through our this body. We all must have read that Brahma Baba, you see. Brahma Baba is, we all know it, is the soul of Shri Krishna, which becomes Narayan. And that is why in the beginning, when the Yajna was there, and all the dadis, they were just simply child, and in their youthful stage, they used to have the vision of Narayan and Krishna and Swarg, heaven, and everybody used to dance and feel very happy. Because Brahma Baba is the soul of Krishna, and whomsoever used to come in the company of Baba, they used to have vision of Krishna and Narayan. But we also have read that in Yajna also, when in the formative stage, there was one Sardarji whose family used to come in Baba's Yajna, but he himself was not in the spiritual knowledge. And he was not happy that his family goes there, and he decided once that I will kill Brahma Baba. So with that intention, once he went with the knife in his pocket. So he went and asked the sister, "Ki, I want to meet Baba." So sister took her to Baba, and after some time, the sister went for her works. And when he was alone with Brahma Baba, he took out the knife and was going to attack Brahma Baba. At that time, we all must have read what happened. He had the vision of Guru Nanak Dev. You see, Baba was not a soul of Guru Nanak, but because that Sardarji was having faith in Guru Nanak Dev Ji, so he was astonished. Oh, and he started feeling, you see, repenting. Oh, I was going to kill my Guru, Guru Nanak Dev Ji. Oh, I am a great sinner. And with that feeling, he was there and he started repenting and he put the knife in near Baba's foot and legs and apologized number of times, tears starting flowing from his eyes. And then with great apologetic attitude, he went outside. So Brahma Baba was not a soul of Guru Nanak Dev Ji. But this, the vision, the key of the divine vision, the Sakshatkar, is only in the hand of Shiv Baba. And whatever Shiv Baba wants through Brahma Baba and through all of us, he will be having that type of vision through us as per the expectation of the people who come before us. So in the end, again, because number of times Baba says in Sakar Murlis that whatever the part was there in the beginning of this Sakshatkar, visions, etc., that is again going to be repeated in the end. And people will come with various expectations. They will be coming before us. If somebody comes with the, you see, expectation of having a vision of Jesus Christ, somebody comes for Muhammad, somebody comes for Ganesh or Krishna or Ram, like that. But their desires will be fulfilled as per expectations, because once they come before us, the key of the vision is with Baba. And that is why, man jite jagat jit, if I have conquered my own thoughts, I can immediately read their thoughts and accordingly their vision, their thoughts, emotions, feelings can be fulfilled. But this is done by Shiv Baba only, but through us, through this body. So this is required actually, this is the quality of the sun, that their form and shape changes the fire. So in the end, if I am in the constant touch, constant communion with the Supreme Baba, then the people who come with their expectation, whatever, I'll be able to fulfill their expectations, their thoughts, because that volcanic yoga that is going to help, their thinking can get changed. So that is another element. Another element is air is there. We feel now so many newses are there of cyclones and so many tornadoes and problems. Wind blows with the speed of some 200-300 kilometer, 400 per hour and like that. And it creates quite big harms. The problems are there. But the biggest quality of the air is, it is light. It takes everything away from the earth. Because earth is having the quality of pulling anything towards earth. Gravitational force is there. Whereas the earth takes everything away from the earth. Whatever the speed, with the great speed, earth blows. So, we also must make friendship with the earth, this air. So that whatever the papers are there in our life, problem comes, we must remain light. There is also one song, Udte Raho or Udate Raho, means fly, just like angel. They are always shown with their two wings as they are flying. So like that, Baba wants us that we always, in the face of various problems, we must remain light. If we become heavy, this earth will pull, means the body, consciousness, body is also earth, it will pull us down and we can't find the solution. And once we are away out of the problem, we are having the solution for the problem, one has to be out of the problem just to think the solution. One who is already in the jail, in the prison, he can't take anybody out of prison. He himself is in the prison. But the person who is out, that one can make efforts. So we must always mentally remain away, out. Mentally, once we are out of the problem, the solution of the problem will immediately touch us. So the air, like air, we must remain light and light. And once we are light, always, we are in the angelic stage, as I was telling you about Brahma Baba. In the end, on 18 January, I saw Baba in that. And Baba has conquered these five elements of nature and all this. Likewise, the final element is that ether, the sky, you see, unlimited. And it is also the source of communication, ether, earth, source of, because satellites are put here in the, you see, sky, and through these satellites we are able to communicate whatever in way, whether through mobile or transistor or TV or telephone, whatever is there, but only through satellite. The waves go, electromagnetic waves, they are reflected and again they are converted into sound, and we are able, converted into images through TV, like that. So they are these satellites. Similarly, in the sky, our heart should be unlimited. Means it should not keep the weaknesses of anybody, they should not remain in our heart. I have seen Baba, Brahma Baba, and Dadis also. Thus, whatever the biggest problem used to come, even in that face of this problem, Baba, okay, Brahma, okay. But those problems never affected Baba. Why? Because we must be able to, you see, forgive and forget about the people who are creating those problems for us. Because forgiveness is one of the biggest quality. And the people who go higher and higher spiritually, elevation, forgiveness, and forgive and forget. And only that person can forgive whose heart is big enough. Big enough means who is able to forget the weakness of that person, then only one will be able to forgive. Shama, that is. If we go in the life history of the big people, maybe Mahavir or Gautam Buddha or anybody, Mahatma Gandhi, they were having this biggest quality, forgive and forget. We all are having these qualities right from our birth. We all are having these two qualities, power to remember and power to forget. We all are having these two qualities right from our birth. But normally in our cases, what happens that we use it in reverse way. Because whatever we want to remember, we forget. And whatever we should forget, we remember throughout our life. This is the tragedy of our life, you see. Qualities are there, but we are not able to use it in proper fashions. If suppose somebody's, some weaknesses and other things are there, these one should be forgotten, but this we usually remember throughout our life. So what is this is possible when our heart is quite big. And if we match this nature, internal nature, with this nature of the sky, ether, you see. Ether is unlimited, just like, you see, the whole earth is one, similarly this is also one. So, we should not to keep anybody's weaknesses or other thing in our heart, then what will happen? As we are nature matching our nature with that of the sky, so ultimate result will be that at that time, if any problem comes from the sky, means in the form of any bombs, atom bomb, hydrogen bomb, missiles, or maybe in the form of any natural calamity, in too much of, you see, water, the snowfall, too much of, you see, rainfall. So that will not be responsible for taking our life. We will not die due to that one, because if we have matched our nature with with the water and with this sky, matching our nature, inculcating the quality of the sky, then this sky, this will help us in coming out of this problem. This is the victory of nature, and that what I have seen here in Brahma Baba on 18th January, when Baba left his body. You see, I was there in Madhuban, and Baba's body, you see, was consumed to flame on 21st January, because we were receiving telegram, telephones continuously, keep the body, we are coming. So on 18th whole night the body was kept, whole 19th day, 19th whole night, 20th January and 20th whole night, and 21st January also in the afternoon body was consumed to flame. But the beauty was, why this topic? The beauty was there that since Baba has conquered these five elements of nature, so what we saw, that though the body remained for nearly 65 hours or 70 hours or so, but there was no injection given to the body, no chemical lotion was put, nothing like that. But Baba's body was, that remained like that, lighted, you see, and lightning that was coming out from the body, there was no bad smell. And the main thing is, usually when the soul leaves the body, body gets stiff within a few hours, you see, maybe 4, 5, 6, 7. But even after 65 hours, body was up to a very good extent, body was very much flexible. We have taken, because where the Tower of Peace is there, that was the place where body, the pyre was lit and where the body was consumed to flame. So no bad smell, no stiffness in the body, and no blackishness. You see, usually the body becomes black. And but Baba, same shining, it was looking like as the Brahma Baba is sleeping, and as usual he will come out of the sleep and say, oh dear child, come. Baba used to spread his hand and we used to feel the magnetic pull, and we used to go in the arms of Baba. Because, and we used to feel immediately for some minutes the soul consciousness. We used to come, then we used to forget completely about the body, that soul. Because Baba was so highly in soul conscious stage, whomsoever he used to see, everybody used to feel. Maybe for a few minutes, and then Baba used to have little tap, loving tap. Oh, come down, dear child. And then we used to pull ourselves in the body. Of course, body doesn't leave, but it is the consciousness away from the body. And then we used to come to the body. Baba will give us toli, ask our name and our whatever questions are there. One used to go out, then second used to come, third used to come. One by one, everybody used to meet. So it was the same form and same everything. No deformity, you see, in the form of color or smell or anything. That is the victory over nature. If our internal nature becomes, we have victory over our internal nature, over this nature, five elements of nature, of whom this body is made, that automatically that will be there. And main thing is, these five elements of nature, and which have become quite, you see, violent now, and which Baba has said that they will be responsible instrument for the transformation in the world. Means, majority of deaths and surrounding and the whole nature, upheaval in the nature, the earth, everywhere, that will be making these elements more and more violent. And that will be one of the major, because we all know, we must have read that Baba has seen that three visions due to these natural calamities, due to these civil war, etc., and due to the atomic wars. The transformation of the whole world will be there. So the gist of the lecture is that we must have not only this our internal nature, but we must be able to match our internal nature with these external five elements of nature. Then, quite possible in Indian history, of course, there are people, and we have seen how Baba, that day, Baba was having that quality, and that is why for the first time Baba said after giving the Murli, 18th January, when Baba went out, Baba said, okay, Baba chutti leta hai, vida leta hai. These words are taped in the, you see, tape recorder. And we will be also having that type of feeling, yes, now Baba, my part is over, now I am coming to you. I am leaving this body as I am changing the clothes. So that stage must come, because ultimately all the births depend on this moment, how I leave the body. Antamate sogati. So that nature plays a very, very vital role in our this aspect of life for which all we are working. The one who is in knowledge for 2 years, 5 years, or 78 years from the beginning, our everybody's pursharat is only for this one, that so that in the end, Baba says, nobody else comes to our mind except Baba. Okay? So we all do pursharat for this one, so we all become victorious, and you see that what Baba expects us to become, you see, the beads of this victorious garland. Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Any question is there? If any question is there, we reply, otherwise we sit in meditation for 2 minutes and then we all move. So, no question, okay? Om Shanti, Om Shanti.